And you mentioned a praying mantis. How about the bug that has two sets of wings and hovers? And when he moves, he darts, and he'll hover, move, and dart, usually over water.
Over water?
Usually, I think.
Not butterflies. You know.
No, these have two sets of wings.
I can't remember those. I've seen them, but I don't remember the name.
You ever call them Snake Doctor?
Huh?
Snake Doctor?
Yes, that's what they used to call them, but I never did have much to do with them.
And a few questions about birds now. The different kinds of owls that you remember?
There's a night owl, screech owl. And even the hawk belongs to a kind of an owl family, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. Mm. And the bird that...
Peckerwoods, and they're just pecking all around this house, getting holes to build nests in.
Is that right?
I've tried to shoot them. With a 410, I make more holes than they do trying to hit them.
Sounds to me like you're going to lose.
I've got that whole baseball. I go to shoot, and I press it against my shoulder, and I jerk it up for it. Unconsciously. They say, hold your breath. But I jerk it up, and it'll make...
Well, I'll tell you, I hope when I arrive sometime you're not going after it. That sounds kind of dangerous.
I'm still living and I'm still making it by myself.
Well, I'm real proud of you, I think. what do you call these small animals that used to go after your chickens? I call them...
Oh, you mean opossums?
Possums.
Opossums.
Minks.
Not possums, opossums.
Uh-huh.
That's what the chickens are. They're bad.
Did you ever call them varmints?
What? Varmints. Uh-huh. But you eat opossums.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever eat one?
I think you told me your son brought you one and you had to...
No, that was a coon.
A coon? Oh, that's
right. I have a grandson.
That's right.
But Mama fixed an opossum one time. We went opossum hunting, a whole crowd of us, and we went opossum hunting. That was a night thing. Cat dogs, as long as you get them. And you didn't have to take any muffs out of an opossum, but they were awful fat. And you cooked them, they cooked them with sweet potatoes. And there was a teacher here, and she was teaching second year Latin, and I was in high school then. I finished high school when I was 15, but she was teaching Caesar. And she said, nobody can ever get me to taste an opossum. I just soon eat a dead rat. And nobody, and she called squirrels, of course they are the rodent family. And she was called squirrels rats too. And she said, I'll never take an opossum. Well, they didn't like her anyway. So they decided she's going to eat some opossum. And we caught one night. Well, you would put them up in a cup and get them kind of cleaned out. And my mother knew how to cook them pretty well. And so she cooked this possum, and they went up there, and Noah's mother had a hotel. And this woman said, and she didn't much want to do that in her place because it was a boarding place. But that boy, that's what my husband, talked her into let put that on the table. And the professor that was over this teacher talked her into it too. And so put the possum on the table. And of course it's little bone, little legs. And she surely showed her ignorance. But Mr. Gullidge, who was a professor, said, who was a superintendent, they called him then superintendent, not principal. He said, Miss Kate, will you have a little pork?